What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey, little fun with Susie, so we're a little late. 10 past 12, Hartman Harrigan. Your financial situation, let's discuss. We have, it appears the word seems to be today, steady. Steady. Fairly consistent, maybe even slightly better in some areas. Consumer prices rose 2.7% annually in July. Less than expected amid tariff worries. That's your CNBC headline. That seems to be about right. Consumer price index. Now, can I tell you where the data came from? Came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We just fired somebody from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
They didn't fire everybody.
Well, we the main statistician. The stats gal.
No, that's because she gave bad news. Don't do that.
So are we going to fire the person who provided these numbers? Or are we going to
maybe
have Stephen Moore come in with charts the next day or two?
Look out.
Could be. So, yeah. So I don't know. Donald could fire he's proposed someone else yesterday, but they weren't involved in these numbers. So who knows? Maybe these aren't good enough for the present. So. About there's some areas where, you know, energy prices are better. And again, we've had Patrick DeHaan on Gas Buddy Guy many, many times. And let's just be honest, there's plenty of energy prices that no matter the president, they have nothing to do with it. But if the president is your guy, we haven't had your gal yet. Maybe. Donald's vanquished the two contenders.
Yes.
And maybe will again. I'm 27% he's running in 28. That's where I'm at today.
You've dipped.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go higher.
No, you're stuck at 27 today.
I'm going.
Change it tomorrow.
Okay. I misspoke. I'm 50.5%. There's a better chance he's going to run than not in 28. So then we get some findings here. Okay, because again, Patrick DeHaan, you love Biden when prices went down. Oh, it was Biden. You hate Biden when they went up. You hate him. You blame him. Same thing for Donald. But then you found a very insightful story, and I want people to chime in. The first question is, you know, the tariffs have caused some issues. There's no denying that. But they have not been as cataclysmic as predicted by some. Now, we had the taco situation. And I had a taco salad today. It was very good. I had a lot more paprika to the taco meat last night.
Paprika?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Added a little snap.
I feel like paprika's got a lot of flavor. I think it's more for color.
Yeah? Well, I added about 9 spices. I didn't want just the taco spice. I want more. And it had a little more kick, which hurts Q. Q doesn't like as much spice.
But you don't care.
Well, no, I felt bad. So he's
suffer through the pain, son.
No, we pivoted, and like I have a lot of today, and Michael's watching. I'm like, no taco for us. We like it with a little kick, not for you. So Q's going to Culver's. I know people want.
Oh, I like that.
Yes or no? You can just give me a yes or no. Have prices dropped for you since Donald Trump came in? Said day one. We haven't raised this in a while. Because most prices, well, day one, they didn't drop, obviously. And that was just a lie that a lot of people believed was going to happen right away. It just wasn't realistic. But it helped them. Absolutely helped them. Egg prices have dropped. I saw one survey. It's like egg prices have dropped more than any product. Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping the last 2 times heading to different grocery stores? The eggs I'm looking for? Not there. Have you run into any egg issues lately, or was it just me?
I found my eggs.
I was later in the day, so maybe that might have been the problem for me. Yes or no, if prices, do you believe prices have dropped? Because I'm a no. Egg prices, you say yes, but if I'm going in total, it's obviously going to be a mixed bag. It's not like outside of, you know, when it's clear-cut inflation, like post-COVID. Do you feel like you've noticed in total prices have dropped?
No. Aside from, like you said, eggs and, you know, a couple other items that I just buy regularly.
They're just automatics.
That it just seems, okay, I've noticed that. But I get to the register if I'm at the grocery store and I look at the total and say,
yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Still feels like that's
sure.
More than, you know, the amount of items in my cart doesn't equal what that number is.
651-461-9226. Yes or no, if prices dropped since President Trump became president once again. So here's a money survey that you found from Yahoo. 45% of adults describe the cost of living in their area as not very affordable or not affordable at all. That's a scary stat.
It's a big number.
That is an enormous number, where we're just short of half of our population is describing the cost of living as not very affordable or not affordable at all. That's failure. And by the way, this is not all on Donald Trump, by no means. This has been going on before him. But by the way, he did say, boom, first day, it was all going to be great. Which, again, you were just naive if you believe that. But, and again, I'm a capitalist. Absolutely. But we're doing something wrong if close to half of the people saying their cost of living, their everyday life, present and future, on their own, family, kids, big family, small family, not very affordable or not affordable at all. Are you in that position? We'd love a phone call on that. Love a text. 651-461-9226. How about this one? Because it's a good survey. 1 in 3 Americans say their financial situation has deteriorated in the past year. What's your reaction to that one? 1 in 3.
I'd like to know what deteriorated means.
Right.
And I guess thinking back to 2023 versus 2024, did a whole lot change between those aside from egg prices? You know, if your financial situation deteriorated over the past year, so mid-2024, seems like it probably started before then. And you really just started paying attention to it.
And I hate saying this outside of just the most amazing economic times, because you think of great economic times in our country. Reagan had a good run. Clinton certainly did. W did for a while. Obama's recovery was late, but at the end it was good. Trump's was good, nowhere near the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. And Biden's recovery was good. But even in all those, God, it probably is almost an automatic that 1 in 4 are saying, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, I wish it wasn't that way. I'm not saying we should just accept that, but that's just reality. A little more than half of Americans express satisfaction with their savings. That's actually not bad, right? When you think about it, half the people are saying the amount of money I've saved is not bad.
Yeah, and I mean, someone's not bad is very different than someone else is not bad.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
You hear about how many people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, then
that number's always over 50%.
It's crazy.
Insane.
Or you know, one economic emergency from something disastrous.
Correct.
Taking place. Nearly half, again, 45% of adults report their income just about matches their expenses. See, that's, again, that's another problem. That is another major problem where you can't, like tied to the previous answer, you can't save at all, right? How can you pull it off? How can you save some money? So I'm giving you a lot of numbers. Like, yes or no, have prices for you in total dropped since Donald Trump took charge? And any of these, including this one, 45% of adults describe their cost of living in their area as not very affordable or not affordable at all. Are you in that group? And what does that say to you about our economy now and our economic system? And no, I'm not running from believing in capitalism. Obviously, there's going to be government involvement. We can have the debate on that. But that's a scary number. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Greatly appreciate you listening and the responses. Look forward to those when we come back on the Home of the Twins, WCCO Radio.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, I might get this one.
Hope you do.
Okay. Hall & Oates have resolved some of their differences. So because of that, you're playing Hall & Oates tunes today.
The long national nightmare is over.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates, not friends anymore, but at least through a mediator, the financial dispute seems to have been settled.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating with one of your favorite groups, I know.
Well... I mean, we'll play She's Gone at some point, which is...
I'll make that decision.
One of the 50 greatest songs ever. But like Maneater, get out of here. No.
Oh, come on, it's fun.
Get out of here. No, it's not. They just have a few dogs among their great hits. But I mean, how many duos longer run successfully than Hall & Oates?
Not many.
Not many. Hey, it's Twins Ticket Tuesday this Friday. We're not waiting. Mm-mm. This Friday, Twins and Tigers includes a Dustin Lynch concert. How about this? Field access tickets still available in a VIP pass. Check out all that info at twins.com/Dustin Lynch. Not now.
No, hear the thing, be the third caller. Listen for that sound.
Not now. I listened and watched a little bit last night. Losing the Yankees, same thing tonight, 5:30 pregame. We got a bullpen tonight, I think.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so, and then get Ryan
on
Wednesday. Okay, some of the economic data we gave you, wanting you to react to these numbers, and a lot of people have chimed in, including John. John, thank you so much for listening. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Paul Notes were pretty good, weren't they?
Pretty good.
Yep. So, hey, I just wanted to say, cost of living, I think a lot of us are struggling. Who isn't? But something that you talked a lot about, but natural disasters has caused a lot of that. I mean, everybody's got to be shaking your head when you get your insurance bill on your car, on your home, wildfires, hurricanes. Insurance has been going up for a long time, you know. It's not a new problem. It's been going up for a long time. I do want to say I'm tired of hearing about the eggs. The eggs was caused by the bird flu.
Yep.
Can't blame Biden for that. You can't credit Trump for making it go away.
You're 100% right.
My situation, one more thing that I've got is, for me, gas. I'm real pleased with where we're at. I live out in the western suburbs, and I'm paying $2.75 a gallon for gas right now. I'm pretty dang happy.
Yeah, thank you, John. I saw that again, and that's outside of Trump's control. Patrick DeHaan does this for a living. He's not an ideologue. He joins this, maybe twice a year, once a year?
Yeah, a couple times.
Gas buddy guy, check him out. He'll break it down. We want to turn this so much into, what would he say? I think he'd say maybe 10% is... the direction and the messaging of administrations.
I think you might say less.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there, but it's nowhere near as much. And it's just, like I said in the previous segment, it sounds good if they're down now and you're a Trump person and you absolutely 100% can be for whoever you want to say, well, that's because of Donald Trump. Or you look and say, look where Biden, but like one of the dumbest ones of all is, when they would say, look at what the prices were like when Trump left. And look what the price is like now with Biden talking gas prices. Nobody was leaving their house. There's a little supply and demand situation.
That's not the statistician's fault.
Yeah. My wife is Hungarian, and she's rolling her eyes at you right now, talking about goulash.
Goulash.
It's okay.
It just needs a better name.
You think that's all it needs?
I think that's trouble. Who, you know, you want something that's going to raise your eyebrows. Say, oh, that sounds good. That just sounds delicious. Goulash doesn't sound good to an American.
Yeah. I like meaty pasta. So, that you know, that's like goulash adjacent.
Mm-hmm. It right? is.
I think of when you think of Hungarian, you know what I think of? Al Herbosky, the mad Hungarian. You remember, this is before your era. I was a reliever.
Yeah.
Lefty. Cardinals and Braves primarily, and he would come in from the bullpen, and then he would stand behind the mound and just get really fired up and really angry, and then he'd slam the ball in the glove and turn around and stomp up to the mound.
Finish the inning, go have a bowl of goulash in the dugout.
Exactly. Higher prices on imports have not kicked in yet. Many companies pre-ordered, and we're still paying those prices. 100% mm-hmm. Right? Paprika has lots of flavor with other things like garlic, yes, salt, yes, pepper, and other spices. All were in the taco last night. Speaking of the taco salad, Dexter says, wait, where's the taco salad one? Somebody was very upset at me. It's neither a taco, it's neither a salad. Dead to me. The person's very upset. on lowering prices. Nope, grocery prices are insane. I don't eat eggs, and that's mostly because they aren't killing chickens anymore. Yeah, they're still killing chickens, and I love eggs. Everything is $5 is crazy. I feel like we're being price gouged. Chad, name a politician running that doesn't lie during their campaign. I said no one. But Donald Trump is at a different level. He just, and it's his whole life. On prices, absolutely not. Hell no. Prices have dropped. My 401k is up, up, up. Well, today, I mean, you look at these numbers. The market, I think. Yeah, look at the Dow. It's still up almost 500 points.
Good job, Dow.
Good job, Dow. We might need Williams to record that for us. No prices have been about the same or more for some items since the beginning of the year. I think people are nervous about the company and don't feel confident about the direction. I think they'd like just a little stability. Now, there's no doubt tariffs and money to the government has jumped enormously. And that's, if it just does that and doesn't affect us, sure. But I'm dubious. Chad, no prices I'm going to drop. That's why I primarily shop for grocery products that are on sale. Of course, prices are going to drop because if they did, Trump would let us know. Well, but he's been telling us that their gas prices are like $1.99 or something.
All over the country.
All over the country, and there's literally no place. I'm retired. It's not very affordable. I'm 66 years old. What was that?
I was just thinking of Trump and groceries.
Yeah.
It's a new term. Fashion term. Like to bring it back. A beautiful term.
I'm retired. It's not very affordable. I'm 66. I may need to start working part-time to afford groceries and gas. That's tough. That is really, really tough. It's not the grocery store price that bothers me as much as going to the store and finding two open checkout lanes and 10 closed and going to renew a license where there are 200 people waiting, three open out of 20 stations. That is annoying. That is. Our ability to just to get real ID and get our tabs filled, we stink at both those things.
Who's we? Real ID, we have to blame the citizens of this country for dragging their feet.
Yeah, but there are other states where you read about it where it's much more efficient than us. Because of all the insurance fraud and taxes, my house payment went up 10% over the last year, and that's not even in addition to losing work because of breast cancer. Man, I'm really sorry. The only person who falls to eggs because there's less bird flu. Yep. The quality of the goulash is very dependent on the paprika. I didn't realize paprika was going to be so much a part of the show right now. Let's see. A lot of stuff. I have four more twin stickers. I add your collection. I found them on my dashboard this morning with the window broken out. Ba-dum-bum.
Hey, I heard that.
We will have Make Me Laugh later.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, but later. And your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Right now, AquariusHomeServices.com. AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I don't know if this guy, Adam Carter, has a Kinetico drinking water system, but he should. Does he have a water softener with a mansion like that? Of course he does. But does he have one from Aquarius Home Services? You need that water softener when you do the dishes, and you want those dishes to come out clean. You don't want all those streaks. It kind of defeats the point. When you take the clothes out of the washing machine, the dryer, you want them to look the right way. When you take that shower, you want it to work. How about that utility room? In particular, let's talk AC and furnace. They can help you. They can fix it, or even better. State Fair Special from Aquarius Home Services. Right now, you get a new AC and furnace, and guess what? 36 months, 0% APR, based on credit approval. They're great, and they're timing this right with the State Fair, which, by the way, starts next week. Track down all these great offers from a great company, AquariusHomeServices.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, I occasionally go to people.com for nuggets. You ever go to people.com?
No, I need some new nuggets.
That'll be a part of it. That will be a part of it. Somewhere Jen is nodding. This is a couple where they have decided they're sick of the costs of their wedding.
Yeah.
They're charging tickets for their wedding.
This has come up before.
Basic ticket valued at $57 per person. The second option valued at just under $1,000 for two tickets. Additional access to the rehearsal dinner and the biohacking brunch and recovery lounge on Saturday. Plus, the VIP guests would get priority reserved seating and have the brand profile spotted in the wedding programs. I mean, my first thought is gross. But then I also think how gross wedding costs are.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So don't have the big expensive wedding then.
Right? But I mean, how would you feel? Okay, let's say I tie the knot again. You both will 100% be invited. And I send you a...
groomsman?
Possible.
Usher, at least?
Possible. I send you a ticket pricing
package, gold package, platinum package.
There's like suite level. Yeah. There's tailgating packages. There's access before the wedding to the bride and groom. There's a post party. Yeah.
Your save the date announcement is also your seat license. So you got an initial deposit for the seat license.
That's also true. Okay, what do we think of save the dates?
Yeah, too much.
Too much. I don't want, you know what I want? I want the date I'm invited.
Yes.
And I don't want it to be like, you know.
I mean, if you want to send your, just send your announcements earlier then. Invites earlier.
Yeah, right. I don't want, like, I get the invitation tomorrow for the wedding Saturday.
Right.
But I don't want to be told save the date for an event for next July. Are you marking that on your phone?
No.
And if it's somebody you really know well, you know.
Yeah, you know. It's coming around the bend.
No more singing, please. That's a shot at you. You want to take that one? Because I love your singing.
I didn't sing that. I mean, I sang it months and months ago. Right. Didn't sing it today.
It's grumpy texter day. Every once in a while, it's just grumpy texter day.
Do we need a live rendition next week?
Yes.
We could do that.
With a band.
Yeah. At the fair, maybe we should try to get a band, you know? Adam, what do you think of, we need a lot more, 651-461-9226. What do you think of the new look twins?
Let's go. Clear the decks for the up and coming.
We're on fire, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, we lost last night.
Yeah. It's the Yankees. Oh, they're terrible too right now, sorry.
They have been. Adam, is it more difficult to interview someone who talks too much or too little?
Oh, that's a great question.
Excellent question.
I think it's more difficult to someone who talks too little.
How come?
Um,
Because we're finding out now.
Clearly, that's I've said all I've said about that. No.
What if you now do the rest of it? Yes.
Yes. No. Although, you know, that really you got to rely on your skills a little more and to try to get coax some things out of them. So each are a challenge, but I think it's still more difficult to interview someone who talks less because I feel like that tells me they're not interested in the conversation and that makes it tougher.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and in particular feel better if you're persistent enough, if you're on point enough, whereas the interview moves along, they start giving you more answers. If it's not cliche, if it's not just filling the sound, then there's some reward to that. Mm-hmm. The length is, and it's become such a political tactic.
Filibustering.
Exactly. Yeah. And then some will let you jump. I mean, some are interviewing too, and you got to pay attention. You got to be preparing all this. But some is the subject has to let you be interviewed. And there are some people that you can hear on Adam and Jordan, you can hear here or elsewhere, where they're good. They'll let you jump in, make a point, go back and forth. But others now, I swear to God, Adam, they're just going to go on and on and on. It's like even when you're jumping in, they've just decided, nope. Adam, I'm thinking it's about taking an Amtrak to Seattle and going to check out the Museum of Flight. Have you been on an Amtrak, and is it worth it?
I've never been on an overnight train trip. I've been on an Amtrak between cities before in a, you know, an hour, hour or two. It's something about it that is seems romantic about riding a train,
yeah,
like in a sleeper car and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some dear friends of mine. By the way, Pete's birthday today. Happy birthday to my buddy Pete.
This is your closest friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he took the whole family. His dad took the whole family on that. I believe it was to Seattle on a train.
On a train.
And the first thing they did when they got to Seattle was book flights home.
There's a racy story about that, right? Where
he was going to Chicago yeah. with the bride. He was going to cover a, you know, Twins or something like that.
Do something different.
Yeah, I said, yeah, let's take the train. So, you know, you get to the station in St. Paul. It was like 2 hours late, and it was just slow, slow, slow. And I think before they even got to Chicago, she had booked the flight back, at least for her.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot. I did, as a kid, younger, in Europe, la-di-da.
Yeah.
And
the Orient Express.
Yeah, I mean, I hear good things about it. Listen, that's East Coast, right? That's one thing I would love to have if we just had like two more big cities within like 4 hours.
Yes.
That's so cool on our eastern seaboard to have that availability to just get to another dramatically different big city by just either hopping on a train.
An hour and a half.
Right? That's nice. All right, more of Ask Adam Anything. Plenty coming in. We want more. We appreciate the help, as always. Randy Shaver, who apparently doesn't understand what the word retirement means, is going to join us 105 about his next big adventure in media. And I think it's going to work at a high level. So Randy, I almost called him Andy. Let's go with Andy Shaver, Randy's evil cousin, is going to join us at 105. But more of your questions for Adam at 651-461-9226. Hall & Oates solving their financial dilemma between each other. So Dave's plane, Hall & Oates. 0 to 10, Adam Carter thinks of Hall & Oates as a...
7.5.
7.5. Mm-hmm. Too low, you're wrong. What do you think about Rich Girl?
It's okay.
I think it's a pretty good song. You like Rich Girl?
I like Rich Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Greatest singing duo, according to Adam Carter,
singing duo.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I was thinking Simon and Garfunkel, the harmonies there.
How about MacGruber and somebody, since you're still obsessed with MacGruber?
Peaches and Herb?
Reunited, ain't it? Does they have any other tunes? Like
Ashford and Simpson?
Ashford and Simpson. Dave, you got another greatest duos?
Leuven Brothers. That's a deep cut country. Leuven Brothers.
How about this one? Milli Vanilli.
Oh.
Joe Cocker and Belushi doing the Cocker impression.
That's very good. Every time you say air quality alert, I hear nerd alert, nerd alert. Yeah, I grab the sound machine. Now I just got to find, you know,
the templates.
The templates, because I'm sure Dave really wants me to say, hey, go through every one of these. Yeah,
super excited.
Dave's like, oh, can I go to Guantanamo instead? All right. Adam, who is the career best all-time center? Here's your list. Wilt, Russell, Kareem, Hakeem, Shaq, or Felton Spencer. That is one of the nicest guys ever.
Felton Spencer.
Absolutely gold as human being. Sadly, Felton passed away a few years ago. Way too young.
Oh, he did? I didn't know.
Yeah, my favorite part. First of all, favorite part is just a nice man. His hands were stone. Just, I mean, you think Rudy had problems. But Felton had a track guy. Track suit guy. And this is like the, what, mid-90s? And whenever we go to L.A., like, he was willing to come to your room, and he had, like, 400 of, like, the track suits. And we all were buying them. Like, even the dopey broadcasters all were wearing the track suits.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, you would have liked the track suits.
Were they velour or, like, the...
They were all sorts of options. Which way are you leaning?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. When you win double figures, that's pretty good. Adam, what's the one joke or story that you continuously tell, even though Jenny is sick of hearing it? Do you ever call her Jenny?
Oh, God, no. That is a big no.
Jen, just so you know.
No.
Reading that.
That is, do not call her Jenny.
Well, it's like Kathleen, when people call her Kath or Kathy. Man, I see that look on that face that I used to get a lot. I'm like, not me. Yeah. Not me. Is there one story that Jen is just tired of?
Oh, I'm sure. I can't think of it right now. But I told you over the 4th, I was trying to be my personality funny guy. And she said, okay, enough. Can I put the guy, Mr. Funny Guy, enough.
Sounds like you to me when I would always just try to annoy you back. Not funny today, okay? You're not funny.
I got stuff going on.
Exactly. Okay? If you were gifted any car, past or present, which one would you pick and why?
We've had this one before. I'm not a huge car guy, and I think I've probably changed my tune on this. I don't know. I like a classic vintage, like late 70s, early 80s pickup truck.
Okay.
With all the original parts and chromed up.
Mike from Minneapolis is called in. Mike, always a pleasure when you chime in. What do you have for us today?
I'm puzzled, Adam. Cherry-flavored Twizzlers, they're red. Sour Patch Strawberry, it's red. Cherry Kool-Aid, it's red. Why the heck is anything raspberry-flavored blue?
Yeah, what, have you seen a blue raspberry in the wild? Does that exist?
Yeah, no.
Right.
Green, but not blue.
Mm-mm. Can I also add this, Mike? There's one of the three of us who is a raspberry hater. Who is your guest? Who on the panel assembled? The very astute, austere, prestigious panel cannot stand raspberries.
I would imagine it would be Mr. Carter.
Nope.
And
no.
I think you should...
I like raspberries. Yeah.
No, Harrigan. Oh, he thinks
really?
They don't... He thinks... Go ahead.
They're weak. They are the weakest fruit out there. We have a... I just opened a pack this morning, little, and it's just mush. All of them mush. They can't stand up to the fridge, even.
Where does he go?
Do you step on him before you get
them weak.
Yeah.
They're a weak berry.
Is this I Love Lucy? Let's go to the Adam Carter demo, and you're stepping on the
strawberries. You can put two in the pack. Raspberries. Oh, you get three in the pack, or else they'll crush each other. They'll fight.
Mike,
I'm
weak. I say they're subtle.
Sorry that you had to be a part of it. We got to go. Thank you. See you. Hit the button.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.